This is a special edition of The Big Story with Lloyd Jackson on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Jackson.
Good evening and welcome to this special edition of The Big Story here on News Talk 760 WJR. Dr. Michael Gray in studio with me, and we will get started momentarily. Are you hoping to feel and look better? Will a more youthful appearance help you in today's tough job market? Well, we've got answers to these and more of your questions because, as I said, Dr. Michael Gray, renowned cosmetic surgeon of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, is here in studio. And if you have a question for Dr. Gray, we are asking that you call in about cosmetic surgery or any non-invasive procedures. The number, 800-859-0WJR. 800-859-0957. Let me welcome back here to WJR, the studios in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Dr. Gray, good to see you again.
It's great to see you. My hours are not complete till I come here.
Well, you know, spring is here, and are you finding that more people are coming to you to enhance their appearance during this season now of reemergence after people come out of hibernation, so to speak, for the winter, and now it's starting to, the weather is breaking?
You know, they come all the time, from everywhere, from all across the world. Father Time is not going to be our friend. You know, everything's changing. And yes, as we show more skin, you know, people want to look a bunch better.
And when you start showing more skin, you start shedding those clothes as it starts getting warmer.
Thank God.
Sometimes, though, you don't really take a look at yourself until it starts getting warmer and you say, man, you know, what's going on? I need to get a closer look, maybe do some work.
Absolutely. It happens to everybody.
Now, what about the people who come to you who maybe want to get into the job market, who have been out of the job market for a while because of layoffs or whatever, and they have to compete with younger people? They have the experience. They need to compete with younger people, and they want to feel younger, look younger. You see those people coming?
No, I think facelifts are on the rise. Mini facelifts, neck lifts. We also do non-invasive procedures. With lasers that tighten the skin. Of course, everyone wants to look great for themselves and for whoever else they're trying to impress, whether it's in the job market or just, you know, being in the market looking for a spouse or a significant other. But we see a lot of people that are just, it's almost impossible not to store fat. You know, mm-hmm. People are doing lipo. You can't diet it away. You cannot. When you diet, it affects the entire body. Usually affects, you know, parts of the body more than others. Typically, it's the face and males that go first. And then a new study came out about 5 months ago. People who diet look old. The reason why they look old is because when you diet, it comes out of your face in males and face and breasts in females. And when you get older, the fat starts to come out of your face. So when you gain it back, you know, you realize what you did wrong. Oh, my God, I lost so much weight. You gain it back. Only a small percentage will return back to the place that you lost it, and it goes somewhere else. Your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that.
Well, yeah, you can say that. That's a word you could say. 800-859-0957 is the number if you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray. 800-859-0WJR. Talk about some of the more popular surgeries and treatments that you perform, Dr. Gray.
Well, I perform them all. My training is just a little bit different. I'm a New Yorker. I'm here. I like the state of Michigan. It has a lot to offer. My daughter's in the state. And basically, my joke is, wherever she goes, I'm going to follow her.
Okay.
Because I like to see her grow up. But, I do all types of procedures. Basically, not everybody has to have spaghetti with ketchup. You know, you can have it with marinara sauce, meat sauce, fettuccine. You know, what I do is my training enables me to provide all different techniques and styles of surgery for people. I offer different invasive procedures, non-invasive procedures, and people get to choose what they want. But first, they have to be educated. They have to understand what it is that I do, what are the parameters, what decisions they're allowed to make and what they can't make, you know. And the most popular procedure performed is obviously reducing fat.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that non-invasively with a brand new laser I want to tell you about,
yeah,
called Zerona.
Okay, talk about that.
Basically, if you have a classroom, you're a teacher, and you have a problem child in the classroom, you can go to him, you can scold him. He's quiet. Well, what the Zerona does is the problem children are the fat cells, and there's certain parts of your body that have the fat cells that are disruptive to your body. They just overzealous. They collect a lot of fat, and you have bulges in different parts of the body that are unrelenting, and they are unamenable to dieting and exercise. Well, the Zerona empties the fat cells.
Okay.
The fat cell's still there. It still could be a problem, so you have to be very good with what you do. You have to watch what you eat. You have to exercise and be really committed. It doesn't target specific spots in your body. So if you're interested in targeting a specific spot, you can't, you know, Zerona's not really for you. It's more for people with 10 to 40 pounds overweight and general overall fat reduction.
Now, once you use a Zerona and you do that, they have to keep up their part of the bargain as well.
Absolutely. Because the problem child, the fat cell is there. You eat wrong, boom, it's back. And that's the first place it's going to go. If you have a spot that you want to reduce, it's like taking out, you know, your sandpaper. You have a spot you want to file down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every profession has their coarse instrument and their fine instrument. And this is so helps people understand what the difference is between ultrasonic lipo and smart lipo or laser lipo. Ultrasonic is the volume reducer. So if someone has volume, I would opt for the volume reducer.
Okay.
And the fine nail file, it reduces some volume but refines the nail. So laser lipo, the smart lipo MPX, will help tighten skin, smooth cellulite, and reduces some volume. But if you have volume, I want to do the ultrasonic first, then I may hit it with the smart MPX laser. If you just come in with cellulite, we hit it with the laser. If you come in with just some loose skin, the laser helps tighten the skin. We could do it surgically or non-surgically.
How long are these procedures, doctor? I mean, they vary, but for the most part, I mean...
Well, within an hour or two, everything's done, and mm-hmm. you're on your goal. When people talk about loose skin, I listen to this, the way people talk. Skin doesn't get loose. It's extra, excess skin. So, you know, reducing fat doesn't create extra skin. You have to have excess skin, and you guys call it loose skin, in order to have loose skin. So right. If we reduce someone's fat, they're not going to get loose skin unless they have skin that's dangling off the body to start with.
800-859-0WJR. 800-859-0957 if you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Ron's on the line. He's holding patiently. Ron, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Dr. Gray, you were saying that typically as people get older, the fat comes out, or when they lose weight, fat comes out of their face. But my problem is just the opposite. That in my cheeks, the buccal fat is, I could become a skeleton and it would still be fat. And I was wondering if you do like buccal fat pad removal.
Yeah, you can do that. It's with a small little incision inside the mouth over the second incisor. You can just reach in and grab the fat and pluck it out. The
right.
danger with that is that the facial nerve courses through that area.
Right. That's what I've heard 1,000 times. I mean, so is that highly dangerous or what?
Well, it's not that it's dangerous, but it, you know, can lead to paralysis. So you have to be very careful with removing the fat.
Okay, so is that a procedure that you've done or do, or is not that common because
it's
of that issue?
It's not that common because of that issue, but it's a procedure I've done. I'd have to first look at you. A lot of times what we do is we just lipo over the cheek, and we don't go after that buccal fat pad. That fat pad is deep underneath your cheekbone. So often we can remove the fat that's just underlying the skin safely.
And get the same result, or pretty
different,
similar?
Different results, but results that are people quite satisfied with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Ron, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Gray, when you talk to your patients, when your patient comes in, a person comes in and wants to get a procedure done, when they tell you what they want done, you guys have a consultation. I mean, this is a consultation where you listen to that person and that person listens to you. It's not like, well, this is what's going to happen and this is where it has to be.
Right. No, there are doctors out there that do that. I shy away from that. What I do is I try to figure out. So the problem with my profession, it's so secretive. It's like David Copperfield writing a book about what he does. Believe me, you guys cannot read about what I do. I mean, there's some information out there, but the heart of what I do is so secretive, we're not going to write books about it. So a lot of people have off-the-wall ideas about what it is that I'm actually doing, and they don't really understand what it is they want. I have to first figure out what it is they're trying to say to me. Okay, that's a big hurdle right there.
Okay.
After I try to understand what it is that they want and they don't want, then I have to explain to them all the procedures that I can offer them and figure out how they want to go about achieving their goals. So it's not just you come in and you want breasts enlarged, all right, or a breast lift. I have to figure out what it is you're really saying to me, because a lot of people come and they go, they just grab their abdomen. I don't want this.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what this means.
Right.
Is it the muscle that's bothering you because it's protuberant, but you don't have any extra skin or fat? And, you know, then I could do a tummy tuck, but I'm not going after the skin. I'm not going after the fat. I'm actually going after that muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to make room for babies, a lot of women have this problem where the abdominal muscles stick out. But in women's culture, female culture, they secretively are taught to hold their muscles in. Now, for me to hold my muscles in, it's a lot of work. So I wouldn't think that women do this, but I know women do this, and they do this all the time, and men don't think they do it, but they do it. And there are a group of women who don't feel that it's work. They just do it subconsciously. They
right.
just hold it all the time. That's a woman who doesn't care about their muscles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's women who, like men, we consider it work. And for women out there, when guys hold their tummies in is when we're walking to our chase lounge at the pool. Once we get there, we let it go. So don't look at us till we get to the chase lounge, and you'll see what our tummy really looks like. But anyway, so women who consider it work may want their muscles tightened or flattened. And to gain access, I'd have to do the tummy tuck. But I'm not doing the tuck really for the skin. It's just to access the muscle. So when you mess with muscle, that's when it's a little bit more tender than if you didn't mess with muscle. And people think what I do is, quote, surgery. It's really procedures. When the public thinks of surgery, they're thinking C-sections and open heart surgery.
And
you hear people say, oh, you're addicted to cosmetic surgery. No one's addicted to cosmetic surgery. They're just not fearful of it. It's like driving on a highway when you first get your license, you know, you're in the driver's ed car, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're so scared you drive onto the shoulder. Well, I drive on the highway all the time, but I'm not addicted to it. It's just because I'm not scared of it.
Right.
So what happens is once people experience what I do, they realize that it's not what they thought. And I hear that all the time. Oh, I also hear people say, wish I did this 20 years ago. Because what happens, because it's elective surgery, people actually think they can fix their own problems. They can't. So skin doesn't hurt at all. You touch the cut, don't touch the cut, it's fine. So anytime you hear the word lift and tuck, it means I'm trimming skin. But if I always use the word lift, I confuse the public. So when you have extra skin hanging over the lid of your eye, and if I called it an eye lift, people think I'm lifting their eyeball up.
Mm.
So we call it eye tuck. So tucks and lifts, sometimes I want you to know that you're being lifted. So we call it breast lift, face lift, neck lift, butt lift. But then we call it tummy tuck, arm tuck, thigh tuck. When the tuck involves the muscle, it's more tender. So when we do the tummies without muscle, it's not tender,
mm-hmm.
all right? So people have a lot of pain with tummy tucks, it's due to the muscle.
And what about recovery time?
Well, it depends. Like if there is restrictions more than necessary recovery on what I do, if I do the upper lids, it's no more than a paper cut. You know, I tell you don't rub the upper lid because I don't want you to bust my stitches, but
uh-huh.
there's no pain involved with it. When I do a facelift, you know, lifestyle lift is a facelift, guys. So when I tell people to do a facelift, I tell them, you know, plan a week, and they probably need less than a week. But they have restrictions on their activity for 3 weeks. I just don't want them being overzealous in the gym or things like that. But they're out in public within a week. Neck lift, 3 days. Tummy tuck, you can be sitting at your desk in a week.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray from the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spot, 719, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of your questions, lines open for you at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957, as this special edition of The Big Story continues here on News Talk 760 WJR.
Foz Plus is home to U of M. You're never far from a Southeast Michigan Ford dealer, and you'll always know where to find your local Ford dealer when you use your Southeast Michigan Ford dealer WJR map. Go to WJR.com now and click on the Find Your Way to Ford Fun Facts logo for more information on how you could win a $200 Visa card from your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers and News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome.
welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
And if you like more information on Dr. Gray, you can visit his website, anewyou.com, anewyou.com. And if you'd like to give him a call, because you'd like to make an appointment to get a consultation, 248-538-3333. 248-538-3333. Let's go to the phone lines at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957, and talk to Stan, who's calling from the car. Stan, what's your question tonight?
Hi, Dr. Gray. Thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding the procedure through the belly button for breast enhancement.
Yes.
With your experience, we're concerned about doing a procedure like that, and with the mammograms and the breast cancer yearly check. Does that in any way affect the ability to detect any type of problems that may occur with breast cancer?
All right. There are four ways to place implants, either through the nipple, underneath the breast, in the armpit, or through the belly button. Now, people who seek out breast enlargement surgery have a lower incidence for breast cancer than the general population. Now, it's not because you receive breast implants. It's because people who seek out this procedure are typically are small-chested, have less breast tissue, therefore have less risk. There are other techniques to view the breasts. One of them is called the displacement method or Eklund technique, where he pushes the implant back and draws the breast tissue over the implant and takes the picture. You can see more breast tissue when it's under the muscle, and you can see less breast tissue than you would see over the muscle, but it hasn't correlated with any increased risk in breast cancer. All right. Now, they take more pictures, and they're able to visualize your breasts, and there's millions upon millions and millions of women doing this throughout the world every year, and it's not causing health problems.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Stan, thank you for your question. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Ruth's on the line from Westland. Ruth, good evening.
Hello. The tucks that you do for drooping eyelids?
Yes.
Have you ever done any for medical purposes, like vision is being affected by these drooping eyelids as opposed to just the cosmetic reason?
Of course. When I do a procedure, it's whether your eyelid is being obstructed you're doing it for obstruction of vision or you're doing it for cosmetic reasons, when I do the procedure, I take both into account. When you go to physicians that are ophthalmologists that do these procedures for vision, mm-hmm. they just clear enough skin so you can see. They don't do it for cosmetic purposes.
I see. Just,
and there's a different perspective. So if you just need enough skin removed so you can just see, then you go to your ophthalmologist.
I see.
If you want me to make it look good and so you can see, that's when you see a cosmetic surgeon.
I see.
You follow me?
That's very interesting. That really answers my question.
There's
perfectly.
A difference in training, you know.
Oh, I see. You know, can I just ask one more question?
Sure, of course.
When you were discussing the breast cancer, that people with women with smaller breasts didn't have the risk that women with larger
breasts. Less risk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No problem.
I guess my point was, is Kate Jackson and a couple of other thin actresses seem to, you know, develop cancer. And I was just kind of wondering, besides genetic, is there any other reason why that would be, since the risk is supposed to be lower?
Well, you know, I don't know her family history, but, you know, cancers can run in families. And you know, careful family history is very important. But, you know, we all know cancer can strike at anyone at any time, and even actresses and actors. So, you know, and there are people too seeking out cosmetic surgery as well. So, you know, when it occurs in an actress or an actor, you it makes the news, but it occurs in everybody. So, you know, it's not related to the surgery. It's just something that would have occurred anyway. It has nothing to do with the surgery.
I see. Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your answers, Doctor.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Ruth, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa, who is my special guest this evening on this special edition of The Big Story. Marcia is calling from West Bloomfield. Marcia.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. What I would like to know is, I'm 70 years old. I'm in good shape. I weigh 104 pounds, and I'm only 5 feet tall, but I would like to have some body sculpting done, just a little, and my tummy tucked. How much does a procedure like that run approximately?
Well, it's very, you know, I'm the doc. I don't usually quote things, so it's very difficult to do that. But, you know, I applaud you because it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with you and how you're the same as you were when you were a young kid. The only thing that changes in everybody is your body is deteriorating. And, you know, mine is, everybody's is at every moment. And, you know, I'm sorry I can't answer your question with the cost because that's not something that I do. I'm the guy that performs the procedure, but it's not something that I go around quoting. But if you call my office, and we'll give you the number, it's 248-538-3333. They can give you a range. But certainly, without seeing you, I don't know that I would even recommend certain things. You know, we'd have to go into consultation and see what really bothers you.
Okay, I will make an appointment then.
Okay.
Well, thank you for answering my question.
Thank you for calling.
And thank you for the call. Once again, that number, 248-538-3333. If you want to call Dr. Gray tomorrow morning, 248-538-3333. We're going to take a break and come right back with more of your calls. Lisa, Christy, Jim, stay on the line. We'll be right back with you. And we're going to head over to the WJR Big 7 Traffic Center and get a check on the roadways with Peggy Hopp.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
Thank you, Mark Blackwell, and we're taking your calls at 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. And if you'd like more information on Dr. Gray, you can go to his website, anewyou.com, anewyou.com. His office number is 248-538-3333, 248-538-3333. Let's go to the phone lines now. Go to Christy from Livonia, who has a question for Dr. Gray. Christy?
Hi, Dr. Gray. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would just like to ask more about your Perfect Lipo. I've been hearing a lot on the radio.
Yes. Actually, when people come in and complain about fat, okay, it's also sometimes they have a problem with skin. It could be loose, which means extra. It's dangling. Or they just want it tighter because around the corner it's going to get extra. People come in complaining of irregular lumpy bumpy cellulite. And also people complain of volume. The Perfect Lipo is a procedure that's designed to handle your specific complaints. If you have cellulite, but your complaint is just the volume, you don't have to pick procedures designed to treat the cellulite. You just go after the volume. And let's say you have complaints of fat and cellulite, then we can design a procedure that treats fat and cellulite for you. If your complaints are loose skin and fat, we have designed procedures to treat skin and fat, and we use a combination of different techniques. Ultrasonic lipo reduces volume. The laser reduces some volume, but more importantly, it is the refining tool. It smooths cellulite, helps tighten skin. Heat causes tissue to tighten. So we can also use thermage to tighten the skin, Fraxel that tightens skin. If you're concerned with stretch marks, Fraxel is one of the components of the stretch mark therapies that we offer. People can treat their cellulite with Dermosonic and Triactive, which helps smooth the fat afterwards. So the Perfect Lipo is the perfect procedure designed for you.
So you customize it for the patient.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. And then how much reduction can I expect?
Well, if you can grab it, I can reduce it. So figure about 50 to 75% of whatever you can grab can go with the ultrasonic. And in the laser can take it somewhere between 50 to 90.
Okay. And now the recovery time, that's my other concern.
Since fat is no pain fibers in it, and the ultrasonic liquefies the fat, it feels like a trolley horse or a pulled muscle. So there is no downtime. I have people on the treadmill that evening right after the procedure.
Oh, wow. So I could do something like on a Friday and be back to work totally fine on a Monday.
Yeah, or the next day.
Or the next day. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Do you do consultations?
Yes, yes, we do.
Okay,
sometimes.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Christy, thank you for your call. And if you like a consultation and talk with Dr. Gray, 248-538-3333 is his office number. Jim in Grand Rapids has a question for Dr. Gray. Good evening, Jim.
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Gray. How you doing?
Hi, Jim.
I got a question for you. My wife, we've been married quite a while. She's about 55 years old or so. She weighs right around 100 pounds. She's 5'3". But she, you know, we had a couple of children years ago, and she's always had this little pouch on her belly. Would she be a good candidate, you know, because she's always talked about it, to see you and get rid of that?
Yeah, she's a good candidate. I mean, the pouch can be a component of a couple of things. It could be just fat. Uh-huh. It could be the muscle from the children. Now, muscle stretches, skin grows. But are you a meat lover? Do you eat steak?
No, I do, yeah, but she...
Do you ever eat grizzle?
No, well, I try and cut it out now.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, the grizzle is actually what is between your two muscles on your abdomen, and what happens to make room for the baby, it grows as well, just like skin. So it's like your jacket is much looser than you.
Sure.
So what happens is we tighten the muscles. So I'm not saying that your wife's problem is the muscle, but it could be. So that's where I would come in and explain to you what is going on and what procedure would be best.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, I think you've answered my question. We'll have to come down and see you.
Thank you.
Jim, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa is here in studio to take your calls. Let's go to Lisa from Detroit. And Lisa has a question for Dr. Gray. Good evening, Lisa.
Hi there, Doctor. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Great.
Good. My question is about the mommy makeover that I've heard advertised.
Yes.
My specific question is, in my case, I would want a breast lift. And how would that affect your nipple sensation? Is there a complete loss, or how does that all work?
Okay. Now, I want everyone to understand that the breast is the nipple and everything else underneath the skin that you don't see. For instance, my nose is under my skin. So when people talk about their breast, they're talking about really the nipple and everything else underneath. When we do a lift or a tuck, we're dealing with skin. And the procedure involves skin, not really your breast. It just happens to be skin where your breast is. So it doesn't hurt, and there's no downtime with it. It's like touching a cut, it hurts. You don't touch, it's fine, so don't touch it. There's less than 1% risk of loss in sensation anytime you make incisions around the nipple with this lift. And the breast lift, basically what we do is we remove the extra skin that's around the breast, which tightens the breast.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't really involve the breasts. It's a skin operation. So your breast will function. Everything functions. It's just a less than 1% risk of loss in sensation. Usually that clears up within a year.
Okay. And what about, say, I'm assuming there's, in the mommy makeover, a tummy type of tuck?
The mommy makeover is not a specific procedure.
Uh-huh.
The mommy makeover is any procedure that you want to make
uh-huh.
the mommy over. So it's individualized to you. There is no such thing as mommy
okay.
makeover. There is no such thing as facile bladeless surgery. There's no such thing as lifestyle lift. These things
okay.
don't exist.
Okay.
A facelift is a lifestyle lift. Facile bladeless
okay.
surgery doesn't exist.
All right. Well, then on the tummy tuck, would you suggest, likewise with your previous caller, I do have that pouch, but since then I've gained some weight. Probably suggest I lose the weight first and then come for the tuck.
No,
the
because this is what happens. You can't target a spot on your body.
Uh-huh.
Once you've gained it there. It's not easy to remove it there. It comes from other places. So it may be a combination of doing liposuction and then down the road doing a tuck or a tuck, then lipo. Reducing fat doesn't create extra skin. You have to have the excess to start with. So if we did a tuck, you don't have any extra skin. Then we could do lipo and you still don't have any extra skin. Or you do lipo and then you can do a tuck, or you do lipo and the skin retracts on its own, you're done. So it really depends on you.
Lisa, thank you for your call. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. We'll take a break. Come right back with your calls. Hold on. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery and Skin Deep Spa. And he'll have more answers for you as this special edition of The Big Story continues here on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Big Story. Tonight, Lloyd's special guest, Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Call WJR now with your cosmetic surgery questions for Dr. Gray at 800-859-0WJR. That's 800-859-0957. Once again, here's Lloyd Jackson.
And if you'd like more information on Dr. Gray, visit anewyou.com, anewyou.com. And his office number is 248-538-3333, 248-538-3333. Our call-in number tonight, 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. If you have a question for Dr. Michael Gray of the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center and Skin Deep Spa. Jessica's been waiting patiently from Bloomfield Hills. Jessica, what's your question tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mary.
Oh, okay, Mary. Sorry about that. What's your question?
You know what? I don't actually have a question. I had surgery with Dr. Gray about 6 months ago. I'm one of his patients.
Oh, okay.
And I just got home. I was just listening to the radio station. I heard him on there, and, you know, I heard the last couple callers, and I just want to first of all thank him, and because I love the work he did. He did liposuction and breast enlargements, and you know, I just want all the everyone who's wondering or having any questions to just make a appointment and go see him, because he's amazing and he really knows what he's doing, and he's a perfectionist.
Mary, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Nice.
It's always nice to have a person who has...
You know what happens?
Gets
me in front of the line in the restaurant.
There you go. Let's go to Joe on line three from Dearborn. Joe, what's your question tonight?
Hi, Dr. Gray. I have a question. I had a transplant about 10 years ago, and I'm on the drug prednisone for the last 10 years. Is it possible for somebody with a condition like mine to get a tummy tuck or liposuction?
Yes. I mean, I've done it for patients. They've had liver transplants. I've had heart-lung transplants in my office, kidney transplants. There's nothing wrong with it as long as your doctor that's watching you continues to watch you and he's aware of what we're doing. It's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Carol's calling from Trenton. Carol?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
A question I have, Dr. Gray, my wife, and I mean this the best way possible, is very well endowed. Up top, she has massive back pain. I mean massive back pain. We have tried to get her taken care of for years. She's 31 years old. She's got diabetes. She's got a history of cancer in the family. All this, we haven't found any lumps or anything like that, but the question I have is we've been trying to get her a breast reduction. What I'm saying, do y'all do things like that, or will most insurances cover it? And they've been saying they wouldn't cover it because it's cosmetic surgery. I mean, how would we get it covered, or what would I have to do to get it taken care of as far as back problems?
Well, here's the thing. I can't speak for the insurance companies. Most insurance companies don't cover anything anyway. But in your situation, I can't say that it would be cosmetic. But you can do surgical and you can do non-surgical breast reductions. One way to reduce the breast non-surgically is we can just reduce it with the external ultrasonic-assisted lipo, which basically reduces volume. It doesn't destroy any function of the breast. Everything functions. There's no downtime. If you want to do to the classical breast reduction, you can do that with incisions where you're reducing quadrants of the breast and reconstructing the breast. You know, there's two ways to approach things, different ways, different risks. But I'd have to see in the office.
Jeff, thank you for your call. That's Jeff from Warren. Let's go to Carol now from Trenton. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hi, Carol.
Listen, I'm calling regards to a deep wrinkle on the side of my mouth.
Stop smiling.
What?
Stop smiling.
Oh, I try to do that anyway.
Yes.
But I'm at the age where I'd like to have that taken care of because it does age you.
Yes.
And I do take a high blood pressure pill, so is that going to, that's one of my concerns.
That wouldn't affect anything. We can treat that with, there's facial fillers, there's temporary and permanent fillers. Alloderm's permanent. There's, everyone's heard of Restylane and Juvederm, Perlane, Radius. There's lasers that iron the skin, CO2 lasers. And then there's, someone doesn't want to go as aggressive that, they can do Fraxel, looks like a sunburn. We can treat it slowly or aggressively. Basically, just make an appointment, come in, we'll take a look at it, and you don't have to worry about your blood pressure pill.
So is that a one-day procedure, and will I be able to drive myself home?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, another question for you, Dr. Gray. I am now in my big 7-0, and I have lost 80 pounds.
Congratulations.
And I have this little apron in the front, and I would like to have a tummy tuck. Am I too old for that?
You're never too old. It's how you are, not the number. So,
okay.
No, well, you know, you have many, many, many more years in front of you.
Well, yes, I do, and I'm looking forward to that.
Right, just be careful with the smiling.
Okay, I will keep smiling, and thank WJR and Mr. Jackson very, very much for having you on the radio. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Carol. Boy, I'm telling you, Carol's, you know, she's ready.
She's
you
a go-getter.
Yes, absolutely. 800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's go to line five, Alan from Brighton. Alan, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Good evening. My daughter had an accident when she was young, and as a result of that, she has a scar on her face that's about 3 inches long. I'm wondering at what age would be appropriate for her to look at having that scar revised.
How old is she?
She is 16 now.
Now's the time.
Okay. And what sort of improvement can be expected from a procedure like that?
Well, there isn't any one procedure that does that. I'd have to take a peek at her to see what it is going on, then formulate a plan. It's not something that you can answer really without being seen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Alan, thank you for your call. Dr. Gray, I just want to quickly talk a little bit about the skin deep spa that you have.
I'm
going to
change
it.
I like that. Deep skin spa. That's better. Okay. Wish I thought of that.
There you go. I gave you a freebie tonight. So many things that's done there, including acne treatment and tattoo removal. You see that as well? There's a lot of people with tattoos now.
Yeah. You know, the big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just had someone in here just recently that said they made not only one, but three or four. But yes, you know, unless the tattoo means something to you, you're not going to keep it. You know, taste change, clothing changes, your taste in piercings and tattoos always change. But the Skin Deep Spa is, it's not really like a spa, even though we offer those services. What we do there, it's the non-surgical, non-aggressive interventions in skincare. So what we do is we have all these lasers that help treat scars and acne. We have lasers that help prevent acne. We have Zorona laser now that eliminates the fat that's within the cell. The body releases it. We have treatments for cellulite. We have Dermosonic and Triactive. We have Wellbox and Pro Power. All these different machines. We have Fraxel laser, which helps with treating the imperfections of the skin with no recovery, laser genesis, pearl laser, laser hair. We have the new laser on the Zio platform, which treats any color skin.
Okay.
There's a whole host of procedures that we offer. And when people come to us, they go, wow, you offer so much. Well, we're one of the practices in the country that has the ability to offer you so much.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Let's go to the phone lines. Line 1, Angie from Clarkston has a question for Dr. Gray. Angie, good evening.
Hi, I have a question. I've had injections before, a Restylane injection to my lips, and I loved it, but it only lasted about 5 months.
Doesn't that suck?
Yes.
It only lasts 5 months. That's where you would start looking into something permanent. What I say to my patients, if you want this treated, why would you go to something temporary? And Alloderm is a solid strip of human collagen, the same collagen in your body. And what we do is we add it to your lip, and you keep about 50% of it forever.
Oh. It sounds great.
It is great. And it feels just like your lips. Soft. Wonderful.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Angie, welcome, thank you for your call. Let's go to Ken now, who's calling from Clarkston as well. Ken?
Oh.
Go on with your question, Ken. What's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Yes, Dr. Gray. I have sleep apnea.
Yes.
And I was told that the size of your neck sometimes creates the problem. And I have excess fat underneath my chin and on my neck. And I wondered what procedure might be advisable.
A very easy procedure. You can come in 15 minutes, 50 to 75% of it will be gone. Just make a small little puncture hole underneath the chin, one behind each earlobe, and reduces the volume of your neck.
Okay. Could that be an insurable event?
No. No, that couldn't.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, Ken, thank you for that. Let's get one more quick call in here before we go. Robin from Allentown, Michigan. Robin, what's your question tonight?
Yes, I was just wondering if there was anything you could do to correct inverted nipples.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up. This is one of the things that most women don't even know, that there is a fix out there. It's not even 15 minutes. It doesn't hurt. Basically, you ever see a cowboy hat? It's inverted. I can evert the hat very quickly in the office. And you can do it on the local. It doesn't affect sensation. And then they won't be inverted anymore.
All right. And let's squeeze Rich in here really quick. Rich, what's your question tonight for Dr. Gray?
Hi, Lloyd. As usual.
Thank you.
Real
quick, Rich.
I'm a heart patient, and I know I need some liposuction, but I didn't know if you would do anything on a heart patient.
You'd have to be cleared by your physician.
All right, Rich, thank you so much for your call. Dr. Gray, the time goes by so fast. Thank you for coming in, and I can't wait to have you back in again.
I'll be here.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Biggest Hour on Detroit Radio. My producer is Rosanna Kelly, who's out ill today. Phil Betterow, doing a fabulous job, though. Filling in tonight is Ken Rogulski. My engineer tonight, Dana Clark. I'm Lloyd Jackson. See you back here tomorrow at 7. And remember his number, Dr. Gray's number, if you need to call him tomorrow, 248-538-3333. 248-538-3333. I'm Lloyd Jackson. Remember, if it's big news, you'll hear it here on The Big Story.
Talking about what matters to you. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.